This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. A teenage stepbrother accused of a horrific crime on the high seas will remain free while awaiting trial, a move that has sparked absolute outrage from the victim's family. Timothy Hudson is facing charges of first-degree murder and aggravated sexual abuse in the death of his 18-year-old stepsister, Anna Kepner. The tragedy occurred back in November 2025 aboard a Carnival cruise ship heading to Miami. Yesterday, a federal judge ruled that Hudson can remain out of jail on bond with electronic monitoring while he awaits his September trial. Alongside this ruling, prosecutors unsealed a chilling minute-by-minute timeline of what allegedly happened inside cabin 8343. On the night of November 6th, Anna left dinner early because she was feeling unwell. CCTV footage shows Hudson entering her cabin at 7:35 p.m., followed by Anna 3 minutes later. At 7:51, Anna's biological brother briefly enters the room, later telling investigators Anna was fine at that time. Prosecutors say she was never seen alive again. For over 3 hours, Kepner and Hudson were alone. Later that night, Hudson was spotted checking the hallways, hanging a privacy sign, and even blocking Anna's 13-year-old brother from entering the room, claiming he was changing. The next morning, ship Wi-Fi tracked Anna's missing phone moving along the exact path as Hudson, eventually leading authorities to a trash bin where it was discarded. Shortly after, cabin attendants made the grim discovery. Anna's body was wrapped in bedding and stuffed under the bed, hidden behind a box of life vests. The forensic evidence is staggering. FBI lab testing revealed male DNA and sperm inside the cabin. According to prosecutors, the DNA match is 120 sextillion times more likely to belong to Hudson than any unrelated person. Despite the prosecution's fierce argument that Hudson poses a severe danger to the public, especially since he currently lives in a home with minors, U.S. District Judge Edwin Torres denied the motion to detain him. The judge pointed to Hudson's age as the deciding factor. Quote, "If it were a 20-year-old under the exact circumstances, I probably would have detained. The presumption would be we were just not going to take that chance. This is a different animal." Because Hudson's family lives hundreds of miles away in Hernando County, the judge ruled that detaining him in Miami would make family visits too difficult. He will instead be electronically monitored in the Tampa area. Needless to say, Anna's family is devastated and furious. Her father, Christopher Kepner, spoke out against the justice system's handling of the case. Quote, "We're upset that he's still out, 6 months in, and he should have already been arrested, and yet he's free to do whatever he wants right now. He does not need to be free." If convicted, Hudson faces a maximum penalty of life in prison. More crime and justice news after this. In St. Louis, Missouri, a 19-year-old is facing severe consequences, but this time, the suspect is behind bars without bond. Anthony Lee Armstrong has been hit with a slew of felony charges, including first-degree assault and armed criminal action, following a terrifying road rage shooting on May 17th. Police say a family driving home from a prenatal appointment was nearly hit by two speeding sedans. After a brief confrontation in a parking lot, the two vehicles pursued the family, weaving through oncoming traffic to keep pace. When the victims attempted to make a U-turn to escape, shots were fired directly into their car. A woman who was 11 weeks pregnant was struck in the upper back. Her male partner sustained shrapnel wounds to his chin and shoulder, all while a young child sat in the back seat. Investigators used surveillance video and a license plate reader to track down Lee Armstrong's Volkswagen. The pregnant victim later identified him in a lineup, telling police he hurled racist slurs at them during the attack. Lee Armstrong remains jailed without bond. Both victims were treated at a local hospital and are recovering. We now turn to a disturbing investigation out of Douglas County, Georgia, where a former high school teacher is facing an onslaught of new criminal allegations. 25-year-old Maris Nichols, a former teacher at Alexander High School, was hit with multiple additional charges on Thursday, including grooming of a minor, sexual assault, and child molestation, following her initial arrest earlier this month. According to local arrest records, Nichols is now accused of engaging in egregious improper sexual conduct involving a total of 6 student victims. Her bond was set at $74,000, and records indicate she successfully bonded out of custody by Friday. The details emerging from the investigation paint a devastating picture of a predator exploiting her position of authority. Investigators reveal that Nichols allegedly transmitted nude photographs and explicit videos of herself to students, even engaging in a live video chat session with at least two victims, during which she masturbated with a sex toy. Nichols was first accused of having sex with one student on two occasions, in a school closet, in the student's vehicle, parked in the driveway of their home. Now, court documents detail text messages sent by Nichols to two male students, explicitly describing graphic sex acts she desired them to perform on her. In another instance, she allegedly sent nude photos to a female student and encouraged the juvenile to watch the sexually explicit movie 50 Shades of Grey. Perhaps most shocking of all, arrest records allege that Nichols engaged in physical sexual intercourse with a student in the back of his pickup truck parked at a local golf club. In an official letter distributed to parents, the Douglas County School System expressed that the administration was deeply troubled by the horrific allegations. The district statement read, "Upon learning of the alleged misconduct, the district immediately launched an investigation. The Douglas County School System will continue to cooperate fully with state and local law enforcement. The district cannot provide additional information regarding the allegations. Any further inquiries should be directed to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office." For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.